Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. Thank you so much for joining me. I know you could have been anywhere on your radio dial, but I'm certainly glad you decided to stop by here. Today, we are going to be talking about a very serious topic. We're talking about breast cancer. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're going to be speaking with some very special guests in studio in just a moment. But I really want everyone out there to think about the severity of this issue. It is not something that just affects women. It also affects men. But it's important for us women. We need to get our mammograms. We need to do our self-checks. And our guests will talk more about why that is so important and the age we should really start looking for abnormalities. But in the meantime, as usual, we like to start the morning off with a little bit of inspiration. So be inspired this morning.
Protection all around, under the refuge of God's wings, security is found. For there are angels watching you to keep you in all of your ways.
The angels are most definitely watching over us. Welcome to Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. I am your hostess, Miss Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for joining me. Let me give you the phone numbers now because, you know, this show is nothing without you. And we would love for you to be a part of today's discussion. We are focusing on breast cancer awareness. Our phone numbers to reach us if you have any questions, and I definitely want to put a call out to any breast cancer survivors to talk about your story this morning. Give us a call at 215-263-1039. I'm here with two very special guests. We have Naida Allen, who is the Happy Couture fashion designer, and she is a breast cancer survivor. Also, we have Anne Rosenberg, the clinical professor in surgery at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital and the Kimmel Cancer Center. Good morning, ladies. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. Thank you so much for being here. I first want to speak with you, Naida, to talk about your story. You are a breast cancer survivor. When did you first get diagnosed with breast cancer, and what was your initial reaction?
It was March 8th, 2011, and I was diagnosed at Jefferson Hospital, and I ran. When they told me that I had breast cancer, I ran. It was like a scene in a movie. I was devastated. I didn't understand what they were saying, and I called my, I think I collapsed in on 11th and Chestnut.
Oh, wow.
I collapsed. I just didn't want to hear it. Because for years, I had been a supporter. Mm-hmm. I went to the race supporting other breast cancer survivors, and now I'm on the other end, and I just couldn't grasp it. So I wound up going to Fox Chase for a second opinion, and that's when I realized it was real. And that was it. That was the beginning of a new journey in my life.
So just give us a brief synopsis of what that journey looked like for you from the time you got your second opinion and the confirmation to now.
It all went rather quickly. I had stage 3 breast cancer in both breasts. I had both of my breasts removed. The surgery was horrific for me. I can still remember the pain. During that time, I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be normal again, to be able to walk and sit up on my own and all of these things that I had 17 weeks of bed rest. So I forgot what it was like to stand up and be normal and just not be a breast cancer survivor, a breast cancer patient.
Right.
But I'm still healing day to day.
Okay.
Right now I have lymphedema in my right arm, which my arm swells, and I'm an artist, so that's a little bit hard to deal with.
Right.
You know, being a right-handed artist. But I take it one step, one day at a time. I have a great, great support system. And through Facebook, I have a lot of support there.
Yeah.
I've been sharing my story there with everyone, trying to help them to realize that changing your way of life can help help you not get to the point where I am, like changing your diet, getting rid of stress if possible.
Ooh, that's the big boy.
Exercise and letting go of anger, any type of resentment you may have in your heart to anything in the past, you have to let all of that go because it all feeds cancer.
Wow.
It all feeds cancer.
All right. So, Dr. Ann, can I call you Dr.
Ann? Absolutely.
Ann
is fine.
Okay. And Naida just mentioned something really important that, you know, it's always good to hear, but sometimes it's hard to practice, which is letting go of resentment and things of that nature. From your standpoint as a professional in the medical industry, can you validate more of that, how those things just really actually not just feed cancer, but feed other illnesses?
I think what you're starting to see, if you look around at how the community is handling disease, is that women, in this case, with regard to breast cancer, have realized that you have to start to become empowered. You have to start taking responsibility for your life, your lifestyle, your actions. And where we never used to speak about it, where the same way she's sharing that she hid her worry, she wasn't ready to face it, we're now trying to get people to be more open, to discuss, to look for other support systems, be they online, be they face-to-face. And what you're seeing is the same way she's taken charge, the same way that she took this instead of being a negative, despite how difficult the experience was, instead of being a negative, she turned it completely around. It's a whole new life. It's a whole new journey. And so, yes, when we see people say, I'm not going to be a victim, I'm going to be a survivor, they have a whole new energy. They have the ability to modify their diet, change their weight, do more exercise, have better interactions with people, and actually have much more productive lives.
Okay, very good. Now, talk about some of the other things that are, you know, put people at high risk for breast cancer.
High-risk patients, we typically think of family history, and obviously family history is an easy one to talk about, but in fact, family history, the kind where you have a mother, sister, father, daughter that's had breast cancer, only affects maybe 10% of women.
Really?
In this first degree kind of genetic mutation pattern. Almost everybody at this point has someone in their family who's had breast cancer or some somebody that they can think about. But the genetic mutations are very, very much less common.
Okay.
Diet's important. We want to see low-fat diets. Clearly, this is all related to someone's body build. And women who are heavier have a higher risk of having cancer, and their survival's not as good. Something about the estrogen metabolism, as well as women who take hormones after menopause.
Wow. Okay. And for men, because, you know, that there is a risk there. Men do get breast cancer. It's not as widely publicized or talked about. But what are the things men have to be aware of?
Ironically, well, actually, 1% of the cancers that are seen nationally are going to be in men. And ironically, every one of the men that I've taken care of, the cancer was found by their wives or their partner because they found what women are told to look for. So they look for the same thing. They look for discharge, they look for a lump, or they look for nipple retraction.
Okay. All right. Very good. I want to bring you, my listening audience, into the conversation. Two pieces here. First and foremost, do you have any questions at all about breast cancer, about cancer in general? This would be a good time to give us a call and ask some experts in the studio with us, 215-263-1039. And secondly, if you were just told that you could be cancer-free if you were to let go of all of your resentment and all of your negative emotions, would you be able to do it? Just the hypothetical. Think about it. If you could be cancer-free, if you were able to let go of all of your emotions, negative emotions and resentment, would you be able to let go some of that bad stuff that you hold tightly in your heart, in your mind, and in your spirit? Give us a call and tell us what you think you'd do. 215-263-1039. Ladies, I'm really, really intrigued by this topic because so many people are affected by it, not just the patients themselves, but the families. What advice would you give to the families, the partners, the loved ones of people who are living with breast cancer?
The support system is very, very important. Those lonely nights when you're by yourself is when you think about being a breast cancer patient or survivor. Just try to keep the line open. And maybe just a listening ear. Also, on the other spectrum of the medical part, I see all holistic healers, and I have all holistic treatment.
Okay.
Do the research for yourself. Don't take my word for it. But there are so many things. The first thing I did was go. I went to Chinatown, and they said no meat. No meat, no starch. Just like that. I was like, okay. But I'm a beef girl, so it wasn't that easy. But I did do it.
Okay.
The next healer that I went to, he said the same thing. No meat, no sugar, no high fructose syrup. Do the research yourself. Don't take my word for it, like I said. Once you put that knowledge in your mind yourself, it'll be easier for you to let go of these things, the hormones and the preservatives that, that's in everyday food. You know, you have to let those things go. It will make a difference.
I'm sorry. So when you say sugar, you mean processed sugar? Or do you mean like fruit, like
no,
the natural
fruit,
sugars
natural
and fruit?
Natural sugar is good for you. Our body can digest it. The other stuff, the soda and ice cream is like two of the terrible, mine too. It used to be anyway.
Well, yeah.
You have to find a new favorite.
Lord
have You have
mercy.
To find a new favorite. But I just say, make sure that support line is open. Keep the lines open. Keep a listening ear and a hug every now and again because we need those.
And in the work that you do, how do you console the family members when a person has been diagnosed?
Well, what you're hearing is it's a matter of letting go. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of communicating and sharing. So when we're dealing primarily with somebody who's diagnosed mm-hmm. at the inception when they're diagnosed, and then as they're going through the process, we work really hard to make it a positive experience so that you feel energy about getting through it, mm-hmm. getting past it, making these changes to have a better lifestyle and make every day very strong and very quality.
Okay. With I know you see a lot of cases that probably make you sad and break your spirit. How do you deal with that when you're dealing with so many people that have some sad stories and you know some of them won't make it?
The part that breaks my personal spirit is when people don't want to get better.
Mm.
If you have somebody who wants to survive and wants to get better and makes their life positive,
mm-hmm.
that's all that I can ask for.
Okay.
So to have a healthy person who's not really living, not really giving back, not really sharing,
mm-hmm.
it for me is worse than somebody who's got cancer and has a great attitude. You know what they say, paying it back.
Right. You know,
here's an example of somebody who's taking this, just touching everybody around her,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
making everything so much better, saying it's not an issue that we're all going to pass, mm-hmm. but in the interval, we're going to make it a really positive journey.
Okay. I want to throw the conversation for just a few ticks, as I like to say, into the political arena. We have a big election coming up. Is there anything you would like either candidate to really address as far as this subject is concerned that you feel that they're not addressing?
As far as anything or as far as breast cancer?
As far as cancer, breast cancer, any cancer treatment, awareness, prevention.
I hear mostly everyone talking about breast cancer when there's so many other forms.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different ribbon, actually, for each form of cancer. Mm-hmm. I think that the people out there need to know about the other breast cancers as well and not forget about them, because it's not just breast cancer.
Right.
That's one thing that bothers me.
Okay.
All we see is the pink ribbon, and all mm-hmm. we hear about is breast cancer. But there are so many other forms
mm-hmm.
and so many other people suffering from these different forms of cancer. So I think they need to talk about that more.
Okay.
For me, I think that the candidates need to really address the amount of medical resources that are available,
mm-hmm.
access that patients have to them, and whether it will be in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Because if patients have a resource but they can't access it,
mm-hmm.
and they can't access it in a timely fashion,
then what's
it's not very helpful.
Yeah, what's it there for? All right, let's throw it to the phones really quick. We have a few more minutes before we go to break. If you're just tuning in, it's Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM. We are talking about breast cancer awareness. My questions to you are, one, do you have any questions for our guests relating to this topic? They are experts in what they're talking about, and they can give you some good insight and information. Feel free to call in with that. Also, I asked, if you were told you would not get cancer, if you could let go of your resentment and negative feelings, would you be able to do it? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Cynthia calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Cynthia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. My question this morning is, how do you know that you have breast cancer? Because what if the breast examination you do at home doesn't work, and by the time you get to the doctor, it's too late? Then another thing, if you are breastfeeding, can you still go do the examination, like the mammogram or the other things concerning breast cancer?
When you're breastfeeding, the breast should be examined when you're empty. So if you're nursing, what you do is you would nurse, and then when the breast is as soft as possible, that's when you would try to check. If you're very large-breasted, it's sometimes difficult to do that, and that's when it's important to go either to your nurse practitioner, your physician, whoever's managing you, and let them go over the exam with you and really teach you. It's a matter of feeling through the tissue, and hopefully your health practitioner would help you to learn the proper way to do it. Mammograms should be done on women at minimum starting at age 40. If you're nursing, It's hard to get a really good, accurate mammogram, but sometimes if there's a lump or there's an area that doesn't feel right, we can get an ultrasound or something else as an option.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate your phone call.
Thank you. God bless you all.
All right. God bless you as well. And I know we have a few more people on the line. We want to hear from you, so please just hold on for us for just a few minutes. If you have not yet called, please do so. 215-263-1039. And that's how you can reach us this morning. We're going to take a brief pause, and we'll be right back with more conversation after this.
Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to the second half of our program for today. We are talking about breast cancer awareness, and I've put a call out for you to call in if you have any questions of our guests this morning. We have a breast cancer survivor, Naida Allen, and also Dr. Ann Rosenberg, the clinical professor in surgery at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. So today would be a great day to get your questions answered. And also to consider my question. If you were told you could get rid of cancer by not holding on to resentment and negative feelings, would you be able to do it? And I'm asking you that because I want you to think about just letting it go in general. So give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Naida calling in from West Philadelphia. Naida, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed.
Awesome.
I was just in awe when I heard her name, Naida.
Yes.
I've been on this earth 55 years, and I've never heard anybody with my name.
Oh, wow.
I have the same reaction when I hear it, too.
And God bless you for being such a fighter.
Thank you, sister. Thank you so much.
Keep trusting God.
I will.
And knowing that God is going to keep you, and he's going to hold on to you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, did you have a comment question or an additional comment question?
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have a question about, like, if you're a coffee drinker and you drink coffee every day, or if you're a person that eats a lot of pasta,
mm-hmm.
or a lot of starches, does that build up, I guess, the enzymes or whatever it is that cause cancer?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
If you have the internet, please Google. I was gonna mention this before we got off, to Google mm-hmm. foods and chemicals that cause cancer.
That's
okay. Very important, and you will get all your answers there.
Okay.
So please do that. Promise.
I sure will.
All right, Naida.
I just want to share a little tidbit with y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm on my way to Bible Way Baptist Church. Our women's ministry, Women of Excellence, is having a program today.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer survivors, and I will mention your names, and y'all have a blessed day.
You too.
And keep putting your hands in God's hands.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Dawn calling in from North Philadelphia. Dawn, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Do you mind speaking up for us a little bit?
Yes, hi, good morning.
All right.
I don't want to be too loud because I can hear you very clear.
Okay.
So, I've been at risk of, since I was 8 weeks old from being in a tragic car accident, and I just had a surgery, and I was diagnosed with a thyroid condition about a year ago. An enlargement, but everything is always banal. And I was trying to answer your question because one thing, I was blessed to wake up and hear y'all this morning
mm-hmm.
talking about this issue.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that throughout my life, that was a big factor for me, is becoming emotionally and psychologically able to face my, you know, the things that I have to cope with and live through and live with in life.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I believe is 103.9 is very, it's like an asset to me. You know, I listen
mm-hmm.
to the gospel music
mm-hmm.
throughout the day, and it really helps me relax. It really helps me feel comfortable. It helps me feel in a good space. But also I had came up with an issue. I was in a tragical another car accident that the loss of one of my children.
Oh, wow.
A transportation accident. And then that same company and me, about a week ago, had a kind of a difference after my surgery, and now I have nerve damage in my right thigh. So when you ask the question, can we get through, like, the resentment or anything, yesterday I actually met with a therapist.
Okay.
One of the things that I was concerned about is getting through what I feel. Like, I feel real sad, and I feel real, you know, I became very sad. I was very upset that I would end up with nerve damage, not knowing where it came from, where it hasn't been determined exactly why it appeared or it happened. But, you know, I'm willing to, like, talk to people over what I feel, like any type of anger, any type of resentment. So I'm very thankful and grateful to y'all for that information.
Okay.
That I'm doing something that's healthy for myself.
Right.
Because I constantly find joy when my test is, the first test they do is for cancer. It's always come back negative.
Right.
You know, and banal.
Okay.
So I'm very grateful to God for that, but, you know, I live in fear, you know, because my mother and I have two other siblings.
Okay.
My only siblings all have been diagnosed positive.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry. But thank you for keeping a positive mind and a positive outlook. And definitely thank you for checking out the program this morning.
Can I, caller, how are you? This is Naida. I would like to give you my information, and you can call me at any time, all hours of the night. I'll leave my phone on for you. Okay, so if you ever need to talk about...
Can I give you my information and you text it to me?
I sure will.
Okay, but don't do that over the radio, because we don't want the whole world to hear your information. So we'll have our producer, Larry, we'll take it down and we'll give it to her, okay?
Okay.
All right, so just hold on the line for a few minutes.
Take care. Okay. Be strong.
All right, thank you. Now hold on. Don't hang up.
Okay.
All right, ladies. Now, the caller also mentioned something that's very important when first getting the news or just even dealing with a diagnosis of breast cancer or any cancer in general. There's always that risk of depression. How do you stave that off? How do you deal with that? How do you not let it sink in and worsen your condition?
I haven't mastered it yet, but I meditate.
Okay.
I get rid of everyone in the house and light my candles and incense and meditate and pray. I'm also an artist, so that helps. I have an outlet. I'm able to paint or write poetry or do some open mics, and that helps me to, you know what I'm saying, deal with the depression. But just last week, I had a moment.
Yeah.
Just last week, I had a moment where I looked in the mirror and I looked at my scars and I realized what was going on again. And it hit me like I am a breast cancer survivor or patient. And I was upset, you know, but I prayed on it. I reached out to a couple of friends and told them how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And their words were able to help me, to soothe me and to calm my spirit. But prayer and meditation is very important.
Yeah.
And again, I'm going to drill it. As long as you're not putting the wrong foods in your body,
right,
that helps as well.
Okay.
You feel better and happier when you're eating healthier.
I know that's right, but you know, that stuff just tastes so good.
Yeah.
Feels good too sometimes in the beginning, but yeah, I totally understand.
Yes.
And
you know, the last caller wasn't really talking about breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And as women, we're all survivors.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really important that we make a commitment to live and to be positive. I've not had breast cancer, but I've had other issues in my life, other things that people would call tragedies, hardships, as everyone has.
Right.
And the energy through meditation, through an outlet, through friends, through family, through walking, through exercise, there are so many different avenues. It's making the emotional commitment to want to get through it, to want to be empowered.
And you know what? the whole issue of depression, we need to have a separate show on that because it affects so many people. And there's that, I don't know, I guess that onlookers, oh, you're weak because you're so sad. Oh, just cheer up. It'll get better. Depending on what it is. You know, when you say, oh, I have cancer, then it becomes a different response. How do you even deal with that? Dealing with people and their response to whatever it is, whether it's you're having a moment or that you've revealed that you have cancer, and knowing that a lot of times people don't know how to handle either one. How do you manage other people's management of your situation?
You kind of have to block it out, you know, because you already have so much going on in your own mind that you can't take in someone else's anything. You know what I'm saying? My mind has, it was so much going on with my mind about the cancer and the weakness that, you know, I can't lift over 5 pounds anymore. Before then, I was like Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I lost my Wonder Woman status, so to speak, you know. Okay. So I have to have someone carry my bags and all of that. So it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. You have to stop, breathe, and think about it and rethink about it before you act or react to anything. But it's, you have to block those people out. Because they'll get you confused. It was at one point I was so confused I didn't know what was going on. Everybody's giving me their point of view and telling me how I should handle it and what I should do and how I should be, and they don't know, and you don't know as the person with the cancer. You don't know how you're going to react or how you're going to be the next moment. You have to sit yourself down and talk to yourself and get out of your way. Get out of your own way.
We hear that all the time, though, and we still end up in our own way some kind of way. We end up in our own way.
That's life. It's going to happen, but you have to you have to try to program yourself. You know what I mean? You have to try to program yourself, and it's not easy. I'm not saying I have it perfected, because I do not. I still cry. I still call friends. I still call my mom and yell at her because she wasn't there every single appointment. And then I call back and say, I'm sorry. You know, you're going to go through these emotions because it is life and we are human. It's okay to cry and feel and scream and dance. You know, it's all right. It's all right.
It's okay to live because that's all part
of
living.
You have to live. That woman, that the caller, she said that she wasn't living anymore. She wasn't. You can't let go. She said she was living in fear. You cannot live in fear. You cannot do that. You're going to be, you're here. And one day we're going to go. So while you're here, you make the best out of it. Whatever your situation is, make the best out of it.
Fantastic. I want to ask both of you, because I know we're getting a little short on time. If there is something you would say to your younger self, say 15, 20 years ago self, based on what you know and are experiencing now, what would you say to her?
Well, as far as the cancer goes, I was pretty, I was an athlete. I was a dancer. I went to performing arts for dance. I ran track. I was training for the Olympics at one point. But I ate whatever I wanted to eat because I thought that I would never get fat. So knowing what I know today about the type of foods that I ate then, it wouldn't happen. You know, I just know so much more. I wish I had that education then that I have now about the foods and the sodas because, you know,
it's my Achilles heel.
Right. But that's probably the most important thing. And then I was one of those angry teenagers, mad at everybody when things didn't go my way. That's one of the main things, too. Having a abusive childhood, I stayed angry. Even until in my 30s, I didn't realize I had to let it go until they said, you have cancer. And when I started to speak to the healers, they say, who are you mad at? And I said, well, my father or my mother or this, that. And they said, let it go. Because you have cancer and they don't. And I thought about it like, okay, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. So that's what I would tell my younger self, my younger angry self, to smile and be happy.
Words of wisdom, Anne.
First of all, I would take argument that you aren't Wonder Woman anymore, because I do think you still are Wonder Woman.
Thank
you. But even Wonder Woman has a bad hair day every once in a while. And last time I looked, she still had a little makeup on. So we all need a little bit of help.
Okay.
And for me, for my younger self, we've all buried a lot of these very painful things. We've either buried them with sarcasm or anger or some kind of control, trying to control our environment. And only now, having been a single mother, having now fortunately raised my children and dealing with breast cancer patients for over 25 years, and having just celebrated another birthday, I now can say that I have to let those things go, and I have to feel good about myself. I think as women, we tend to be very, very hard on ourselves, thinking that we have to do everything for everyone. Take care of yourself.
That is so important. And we think we have to be perfect, even if we don't say it. We think we have to be perfect. Everything, every decision has to be the right decision. Every hair on our head has to be placed right. Everything has to be right. And that's pressure in and of itself. Ooh, y'all are educating today. I love it. Okay. So let's just spend a little time talking about this event that you have coming up.
Yes. I'm being honored at a masquerade, the Merriam Inaugural VIP Ball, thrown by Miss Keisha Beamer, who introduced me to you. And it's going to be February 16th, 2013. And I also, like I mentioned, I'm a fashion designer. I'm going to be doing two makeovers for breast cancer survivors.
Awesome.
We have a stylist on board. We have a makeup artist and photographer, Hunt for Photos, on board. And I want them to send their stories into my email address, which I'll give. And we'll pick the stories. And they'll also get two tickets to the ball.
Oh, wonderful. So, yes. Oh, look at you, Mama. You have to tell us a little bit more about your designs and how we can see them.
Okay, well, I'm on Facebook, and I have three Facebook pages because I'm at the max of friends. And on Facebook, I'm Naida Sasha Nanone Allen. You can look me, or Naida Allen. You can look me up there. I also have a website, www.naidahallen.webs.com. You can also Google me, and I'm like the first 6-7 pages of Google.
Go, girl.
But very important, when I was on bed rest and I was crying and I was down, and it was my daughters that got me out of the bed and said, "Mommy, get dressed." And they put my makeup on and they did my hair. And one of my photographers came and did a photo shoot of me in my bedroom to lift up my spirits. And that's what I felt better.
Yeah.
And that's when I realized, like, okay, I have to do these makeovers.
Yeah,
I have to do these makeovers. So I did it one time before with Sisters on a Mission, which is another breast cancer organization for African-American women.
Okay.
And the response was great. The women loved it, and I felt good. I was paying it forward. So, and I want to continue with that. And maybe two months or every 3 months, once I work out the kinks, I'll do more and more breast cancer makeovers. But right now, we're going to do two. Send in your stories to Geisha Project, G-E-I-S-H-A, project at gmail.com. And we'll pick the stories for two breast cancer survivors, and they'll get two tickets to the masquerade ball.
Oh, that's
awesome. Or you get to dress up like Cinderella.
That is awesome. I love it. Absolutely, absolutely love it. We're down to the last 2 minutes in the program, and I wanted to open the floor to you just to give us your final words on what you think all of us should know to be aware of so we can be our healthiest self, whether we have a diagnosis or not.
Healthiest self is going to be, number one, not sticking your head in the sand. Taking responsibility for who you are, what you do, what you put into your body, and what you do with your body, meaning what you eat and how you exercise. Try to keep yourself at the ideal body weight, and you can only do that by eating properly and exercising. That'll cut down on not only risk for cancer, blood pressure issues, sugar issues, heart disease, and make it easier, should you develop any of these problems, to be treated. If you think something doesn't feel right, go see someone, talk to somebody, get attention in whatever arena you do it, whether it's a holistic healer, whether it's traditional medicine, go to somebody who has some experience in making diagnosis. And if it doesn't feel right the first time, as Naida shared, something didn't feel right about her experience when she got the information, she needed more information, go and talk to another person, bring a person with you. And everything is scary until you get the information. There's so many ways now for us to get information. It's out there. Get it, take it, embrace it. And I want to congratulate you for your daughters, because there's no way that your daughters would have been able to do what they did if you really weren't Wonder Woman.
Wonderful. I love it. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for taking the time out and getting up early and sharing this good information with everyone. We hope that even if someone was not able to call, they were able to benefit from your story and from the information. And I thank you guys so much.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. So stay right there because the show is closing for today, but we have Marriage Beyond the Vows coming up next. Before we get to that, I want to say much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and to my in-studio producer, Larry. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. We would love for you to be our friend and we can stay connected throughout the week. Go to Facebook.com and look for Praise in the City. Don't touch that dial. Marriage Beyond the Vows is coming up next. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.